Of a mighty rushing wind, and it's close enough than it's ever been. I can almost hear the trumpet as Gabriel sounds the call. At the midnight cry, we'll be going home. I look around and I see prophecies fulfilled. And the signs of the times, they're appearing everywhere. I can almost see the Father as he says, "Son, go get my children." At the midnight cry, the bride of Christ shall rise.
I want you to listen to that a minute. Oh, Jesus
when
is coming.
Jesus steps up.
Hallelujah.
On a
cloud. How about raising some hands out there? Praising him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'll tell you right now, that's beautiful. I'm going to save that until the end of the program today and let you hear the rest of it. He's coming. Do you understand from me that he is coming? There is no ifs and ands. He is coming. The King is coming. The King is coming. Now, we have a great broadcast today. I know you're going to be blessed if you listen. If you get involved in it, I know you're going to be blessed. The Son of God has defeated the devil. That's a simple statement, but boy, that's as profound as anything in theology. The Son of God has defeated the devil. The Son of God has defeated the devil. Do you get me? Do you understand me? There is no question but that Satan is a defeated foe. There is just no question but Satan is a defeated foe. I love this. This is in the book of Isaiah. I love it. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. And every tongue that shall raise in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me. But I've got a scripture from the book of Psalms that I plain love. 91 verse 1, Psalms 91 verse 1. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. In him will I trust. Hey, servants, the Lord has defeated the devil, and so your faith and your trust must be in the Lord. Don't you trust this old flesh. I don't care how wise you are and how strong your muscles are. I don't care how young and energetic you are. It don't matter how much learning you have done. If you don't trust in the Lord, you're going to be in trouble. because your only defense against the old devil is the Lord, the hand of the Lord, the victory of the Lord, the power of the Lord. And so I come to you today with an excitement in my heart to tell you that no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper if you trust in the Lord. If you've given yourself to him. Now, last week, we did a program on praying until you pray through. Praying until you pray through. I'm here to tell you, there is nothing more wonderful than praying until you pray through. There's nothing more wonderful than praying till you pray through. Now, I pray that anybody that's having a problem, it will be solved by their radio stations. WHVN sends me a note. They're not home, but let's see. They'll get that taken care of because there's nothing new I can do. My job's already done. Everything looks fine. It's going out over the internet. It's going out over the line, ISDN line, that's Southern Bell, all the way to Texas, up on a satellite. My job's done. Hey, listen, we want to talk today about how the Lord Jesus has utterly and totally defeated the devil. That seems to me to be one of the greatest needs of our day, is to learn that great truth and to get it saturated in our very being, in our very person. I mean, saturated to the core, literally saturated to the core. Now listen to me. I want you to hear me. When we talk about the defeat of the devil by the hand of Christ, we're going to move a little further today and talk about the Lord of Sabaoth. Now, that's a name for Jesus. Do you like that name? The Lord of Sabaoth. I would say that the majority of you probably never heard that term, the Lord of Sabaoth. I've used it a few times on the radio through the years. That means Jesus is the Lord of a host, H-O-S-T. Or better term, multitude. Jesus is the host of a multitude. Now, who are this multitude? They're his angels, principalities and powers and great spiritual entities in the great realm of God, angels, seraphims, cherubims. I mean, there is a host. The heavens are filled with the angels of the Lord, and they are sent to minister to them who believe. Did you know that? That's in Hebrews chapter 1. Sent to minister to them who believe. So we're going to kind of end the hour talking about the angels. Now, at 15 minutes till, and this is going to be something that I probably will do every week for weeks to come. I don't know how long. We're going to be praying together with everybody across America, around the world, everybody that will join me, everybody that will commit to join me, and we're going to pull down the strongholds of hell. We're going to break the powers of the devil. Jesus said to his church, whatsoever thou shalt bound in on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whichever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. And I'm of the opinion, if the saints of God will start praying until they pray through on a regular basis, and they will become great in the power of the Holy Spirit and praying in the name of Jesus, that we can stop this onslaught of wickedness out of Washington, out of the Barack Obama White House, out of the local leaders in our cities and states. I mean, we have a bombardment of wickedness stretching its powers across this nation. Now, you hear me when I tell you this whole thing of same-sex marriage is out of the pit of hell. And this whole agenda now, beyond the same-sex marriage, is the transgender crowd. I am of the opinion. Now, listen to this. I am of the opinion. See, what's already happened in Charlotte, just defeated by one vote with the city council to stop every public restroom in the city limits of Charlotte from having to open their restrooms to transgender people. This is women who think they're men and men who think they're women. A demon has deceived them. And so they want to use the bathroom of the opposite sex from what their original birth sex was, because they have the opinion that there's something different. Now, that's a demon that's telling you that. To begin with, and I made it plain on Facebook this week, if any politician begins to say that homosexuality, sodomy, transgender is not something people choose, it is a thing they are born with. It is a genetic thing. They are oriented in that direction from birth. That's a lie. And to say that is to call the Bible a lie. And to say that is to call God a lie. You understand? To say that a sodomite cannot change the way he lives and has no choice of being a sodomite is to say that God created him that way and that God is a lie when the Bible says he made us male and female. That's what God made us. And believe me, we're going to say that and we're going to bind those dark powers of hell. Are you willing to help me? Will you be watching the clock? At 15 minutes to the hour, will you join me? If you're listening on archive, still join me. I would like day and night from now until we see some victories in North Carolina, and then we'll want to continue. I want us to pray and fast and pray till we pray through. Pray till you pray through. Are you listening to me? Pray till you pray through. If you didn't get that booklet last week, you call. They'll give it to you. Praying until you pray through. Now, my booklet today is Angels, Holy and Unholy. Holy and Unholy. And this one you need. Angels, Holy and Unholy. My free book today, given to everybody listening, whether by radio, whether by internet, whether by video, or whether by audio. I would like for you to have it and dig into your Bible and learn these great truths for yourself. I'm telling you, learn them for yourself. Now let's make sure we understand that Jesus has defeated the devil. No ifs and ends about it. Jesus has defeated the devil. There was something unique that Jesus said to his disciples when he was facing the cross. This was before they arrested him. This was before he was crucified. This was spoke to his disciples. It's in the Bible, John 14:30. Hereafter, I will not talk much with you, for the prince of the world, the prince of this world, he says, cometh and hath nothing in me. The prince, that's Jesus talking now, right before the cross. The prince of this world cometh and hath nothing in me. I want to tell you that the devil and all of his legion of demon spirits, fallen angels, had to watch as Jesus was crucified, went into the bowels of the earth, and won the victory, utter victory over death and of hell and the grave, came out of there resurrected. The devil couldn't do a thing to stop none of it. Jesus was defeating the devil and his whole horde of evil powers, and they could do nothing to stop him. All they could do was watch in utter defeat, and they have been defeated ever since. Now you say to me, why is the devil on the loose if he's defeated? Let me give you a simple explanation of that. Don't ever forget it. He's out on bail. He's out on bail. He's out right now so that we can prove the evidence against him. I am gathering evidence against the devil. And every Christian ought to be gathering evidence against the devil. For we are going to help the Lord judge him when we cast him into a bottomless pit and then cast him into the lake of fire. He's already lost. We're just waiting for the triumph of that victory. Amen. All right. Phone numbers, 1-800-338-7884, 1-800-338-7884, local number 704-391-0588, 391-0588. That's our local number here at the church, day and night, all the time. We have a prayer line on it, so if you pray during, call during off hours and the phone is cut off, you can dial 1, and we have a special prayer just for you, just for every one of you out there. And you can get it, of course, during the day. The secretaries will put you into the prayer line. So you're always welcome 24/7 to call our prayer line. And that's the same number, 704-391-0588. If the office is closed after you dial and you hear me come on with a voicemail, just hit 1 and you'll go straight to the prayer line. And I'll pray with you. And I believe God is a miracle worker. Do you hear me? And God answers prayer. God answers prayer. Now the lines are open. 704-391-0588, 1-800-338-7884. And by the way, I got to give you our email. because we take a lot of questions by email now, because we got listeners all over the globe, and many of you rather send emails. I'd rather take phone calls, but you'd rather send emails. And so that way I take either one, as you may choose to send. Don't send me a text, because I'm not on the telephone, okay? I get a text occasionally during the program, and I just have to not worry about that. Hey, you are welcome now to be a part of this podcast. It's yours. You're the guest. You're my important friends and guests, okay? And we're just glad to have you. I wish I could show you the picture of a clock on the wall. It is really beautiful. It was sent to me by the Borkin family out in Texas. And do you know something? It hasn't lost an ounce of time since I put it on the wall about 5 or 6 weeks ago. And I'm thrilled to death that it keeps good time. Almost every clock I've ever had up there will lose or gain 5 or 10 seconds every week. And so I've got to constantly set it. And I haven't had to set this one since I got it. Isn't that precious? Well, hey, I've got a way. I can show them. I can show you that clock. Let me do that. Let me do that. I mean, this is amazing. I don't do things like this often, but let me just do it today. Well, it's not working. What's wrong with me here? Well, I can't do it. Oh, I know what's wrong. I get that straightened out, or maybe I won't. Well, I'm not sure whether I will or not. I better leave that alone. I'm going to make a mess. Have you ever made a mess right in the middle of a program? Well, I have, and I don't want to do that. And so it's not working. Call on line one. Okay, listen. Now, you are welcome to call. Wish I could show you that clock. I tried, but I saw something wasn't working right. Because I've never practiced that, and so I almost blew it probably. So I'm going to leave that alone. Hey, welcome. Open Bible Dialogue, Open Bible Telecast, and I'm your friend. And we're talking today about Jesus Christ, the Son of God, has defeated the devil. Do you hear me? Jesus Christ, the Son of God, has defeated the devil. And I love it. I love to make it known to everybody everywhere that the Son of God has defeated the devil. And you on the air, may I help you, please?
Good morning, Pastor Chambers.
Hey there, George.
Yes, sir. I only have one question today.
Okay.
And when the answer on the air, please.
Okay, I'm ready for your question.
I have noticed over many, many years, that you can almost see in little boys, even as young as 5, that they behave and act in a feminine way. And so at this tiny age, would you explain to us what parents might understand to help them deal with that?
Yeah, I would be glad to. Why do little children act, little boys act in a feminine way, and little girls sometimes act in a masculine way? Let me give you a couple of reasons. Now, number one is because of what they see in their families. See, women today don't dress like women. They mostly dress like men. And when you have cross-dressing in a society like we've got in our society, it disturbs and destroys some of the sense of masculinity versus femininity. It destroys, it does damage to that. And so the American culture has really done a lot to destroy the whole situation of the difference between a man and a woman by the change and the compromise of dress habits. Now, you probably never heard that one before, but I believe that with all of my heart. The Jewish people were firm, and they still are if they're Orthodox Jews. They're firm that a woman or a man should neither dress in a cross-fashion way. And I really think that is a wonderful truth. I really do. And so I think that's part of it. Now, number two, look at television. Look at what they're seeing on television. Look at what they're seeing in the world of the cartoons, and then all of the games, the videos, and all of that. My friend, we live in a society that really, really, really is terrible. It's terrible what's happening in our society to destroy the distinctiveness of a man and the distinctiveness of a woman. Well, then when you add to that demon spirits, we live in a world where Satan, Antichrist, is absolutely charging against this world and every moral value, every biblical value, and the devil hates the distinction between man and women. He really does. So that's another one. So when you take the way homes are being raised and kids are being raised, mamas and daddies are dressing, you take the way the games are being played and the things that are happening in the school realm. I'm telling you, the public school realm today is not going to teach the distinction of male and female. I suspect, already happening in many places, but I suspect in Charlotte and Mecklenburg this year, the coming fall, they're going to try to introduce transgender use of restrooms, where little boys who think they're girls can go into the little girls' restroom and vice versa. Now, when they do that, I hope the people of Mecklenburg will come out of their closets. I mean, we've watched the sodomites come out of their closet. It's time some Christians come out of their closet. Okay?
Well, it's a wonderful answer, and the word distinction is what I love about all that you said.
Yes.
That is so meaningful, and so I just want to thank you for that, because I know that parents are seeing that in their kids, and yet they don't know exactly how to address it.
The best way is to be the example of what a man is, and to be the example of what a woman is. I was asked the question some years ago now, if I have a voice that sounds like a feminine, a man now, I have a voice sound like a feminine, what should I do? And you know what I told them? Get out in the woods and scream until you're so hoarse you sound like a man.
Uh-huh. Okay.
God bless you.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. Hey, friend, give me a call now. Now, any question you have is open on this line. You know that, don't you? You know that I will take any call out there. I'm here to be a blessing to you. Make sure my phone is doing right here. I think it is now. Call us quickly, 1-800-338-7884. Now, that was quite an involved answer. That could cause some feelings out there. Feel free to call me, okay? Feel free to tell me. I mean, you need to hear that it's time we taught boys to be boys and girls to be boys and a girl to be girls. Wait a minute, what did I say that? Boys to be boys and girls to be girls. It's time we taught them that. And we should do it with our home life, with the way mom and daddy act in the home. Dominating women tend to have a tremendous effect upon little boys. Dominating women who rule the home themselves, and the husband has to sit over in the corner and keep his mouth shut till mama gives him a chance to speak. I mean, these kind of things are very devastating to children. And so we're seeing that. Our culture is seeing that. And I can tell you, you make sure your home is a godly place. You ladies act like women. Dress like a woman. Act like a woman. Conduct yourself like a lady. You know, conduct yourself like a lady. Very, very important. Very, very important. You know, we live in such a day. If ever there's been a need of that, it is today. And I'm one of those who has an old-fashioned Bible view. You understand that. The Bible makes it plain in Deuteronomy. It's abomination for a woman to wear that which pertaineth to a man, or a man to wear that which pertaineth. Notice he uses the word pertaineth, so that it's very clear it's whatever it pertains to. Be distinct in your life. If you're a man, be a man. If you're a lady, be a lady. Very important. And women say, I want to be equal with men. And you know what I say? Come down off your pedestal, ladies, if you want to be equal with us old men. I tell you what, there's nothing more beautiful than good, sweet, godly ladies. Nothing on the face of this earth. And I've got the queen sitting right in there helping me. I've got the queen. Did you hear me? Hey, call quickly now, 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588, jrc@paulcreek.org, jrc@paulcreek.org. Now, while you're calling, or while you're sending your emails, and then I'll get to them, I want you to look at something with me that's very distinctly a part of this radio program. Very much so. Now, you've got to understand that the Son of God has defeated the devil. The Son of God has defeated the devil. Now, understanding that, you need to know the difference between the physical and the supernatural. We are physical. We can never do supernatural things in our flesh by our own physical power. The Son of God is supernatural. It's natural for the Son of God to be supernatural as it's natural for me to be natural. Let me say that again. It's natural for the Son of God to be supernatural as it's natural for me to be natural. I cannot be supernatural. God himself will not be natural. Now, he took upon himself the flesh when Jesus came, and that finished that act when he was crucified, resurrected, and so that will never be done again, and you must understand that. So here's the distinction, the natural and the supernatural. Now, where does the devil fit into that? Is the devil natural or is the devil supernatural? The devil is neither natural nor supernatural, but there's an in-between matter there called the paranormal. The devil is paranormal. The devil is paranormal. Not normal, but paranormal. Not supernatural, but paranormal. The devil cannot be supernatural. The devil cannot be supernatural. Therefore, the only way the devil can defeat God is if God let him. The only thing Satan can do when it comes to God's realm is what God lets him do on a leash for a very limited period of time. Now, you are natural, and does the paranormal have the power to control you? Only if you submit to him. Only if you let him. Only if you let him. So you see, the devil really can do nothing to you that you don't let him do. He certainly can do nothing to God that God doesn't in a matter of a period of time allow him to do. So the devil's on a lease. The devil is literally on a lease. The devil has to do what he does by deceiving you, by confusing you, by taking advantage over you, by causing you to make mistakes that otherwise you have no business making mistake. I love a scripture that is very powerful. I hope I've got it here where I can find it real quickly. Paul said this, and he said it to the church at Ephesus, and he said to them, give no place for the devil. Give no place for the devil. I'm not finding it in my notes, so let me find it here in the Bible. It's in the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, and it says, neither give place to the devil. Did you hear that? Paul said it. That's in the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 27. Neither give place to the devil. So the devil has no place. See, the devil had a place. He was part of God's great entourage of beautiful angels. And he failed. He became independent. He said, I will, five times. And then he acted on that I will. And God pitched him out of heaven. Jesus said, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. So Satan is out in the atmosphere, the prince of the power of the air, but he has no set place, and he's limited. He is limited. I'm here to tell you, the devil is limited. The devil is limited. I'm getting a call on my phone, and I'm on the radio and cannot answer that phone. My dear brother Noah, so call me after a while, or I'll call you. You know, it's really wonderful. It really is wonderful to study these great subjects and to understand them. I hope Noah, by the way, if he's listening to me, will send a question on the email. Now, let's take a question or two here. Acts chapter 4. How does the prayer in Acts chapter 4 compare to the scripture in Matthew regarding binding and loosing? Peter and John prayed to God for boldness and did not address the devil. Well, we don't particularly address the devil as much as we bind the darkness and powers of evil that lurk around us. I don't think there's any difference. That's a good question, by the way. Remember in Acts 4, when they asked for boldness to do what's right, they were dealing with people, and the devil was using those people, and they were standing up for the Lord, and they were fighting the good fight. But let me remind this person that just a little time later, old Peter was in jail. Herod had killed James, and now Peter's in jail, and it appeared his intent was to kill Peter also. James had been killed. Peter was in jail. It seemed to be Herod's intent to kill Peter. Well, while the week was progressing, which happened to be a holy week for the wicked people, as well as the time of Passover for the Jews, that's why it was said on that particular occasion after Easter. Easter is not a biblical term. It's a term of Isis, the false goddess. And so Herod was speaking of his own religion, not of the religion of the Jews. When when he used the term Easter. Okay, I want you to remember that now. That's very important. But I want to tell you something, my dear friend. My dear friend, Jesus is mighty. And you know what he did? He sent an angel into that prison house. And the angel went in there, took the bonds off of Peter, opened the doors, and led him out. So let's see that they must have bound some powers. What do you think? They were praying over at Mark's house, and as they were praying, the Lord was delivering Peter. And so it would appear that we do bind the powers of hell. And God allowed Herod, because it became a witness, I'm sure. Herod allowed to kill James, and it became a witness. And Herod was the first martyr for the kingdom. And there's been a whole lot of them since. And I don't understand why some get martyred and some get delivered, except that God knows what brings the most glory to his kingdom. Amen? I hope I answered that right. But by the way, I will read those scriptures, by the way, in 2 Corinthians a little bit, where it makes it so plain that we can bind the powers of the devil. We really can. Well, let's take another one here. Here's something about the trans. The other day on the news, there was a report of a 4-year-old girl who kept saying she was a boy. The parents are now treating her like a boy. What do you think? I think the parents were deceived by a child that had been deceived. If you read your Bible, you'll find children being possessed by spirits. If a child is raised in a home where either mother or dad is into seances and satanic activities, it's a very great possibility that one of their children will become possessed by spirits. It's a very possibility that watching some of the cartoons that have evil spirits and are dark, demonic, that they become possessed by devils. And the devil just deceives. And so that mom and dad does not know that they could rebuke that spirit, and they could then give their child some help and help him or her over those kinds of things. But to believe that because a 4-year-old said it is asinine. What's wrong with a mom and dad that would be that stupid, may I say? Please forgive me for using such language, but it's stupid when a mom or dad will listen to a 4-year-old say, "Mom, I believe I'm a girl instead of a boy." Let me tell you, with the spirit of Antichrist in our world, that's going to happen many times over in the weeks and months if Jesus tarries ahead of us. Do you know that during the 7-year tribulation period, it will probably be against the law for a man to marry a woman? And the natural marriage will be men to men and women to women. The Bible says the Antichrist hates the whole idea of women and has no allegiance to that matter. I want to tell you something. During the period ahead of us, sodomy and homosexuality and transgender living and same-sex marriage is going to become more and more a mighty force of destruction over this whole world. But we have a right to try to stop it in our communities until that rapture takes place. And you hear me. Let me tell you something. During the 1,000-year millennial reign, after the tribulation period is over, it will not be allowable for a man to be a homosexual or a sodomite, or a woman to be a lesbian or a sodomite. It will not be allowed. And if they refuse to turn around, they will be put to death. And they will be dropped into a quadrant of fire that you see in the very last chapter of Isaiah 66. And they will be there for the world to look at and to see the evil of their ways and their rebellion against God and God's great truth. I'll read that to you if you want me to, because I want you to get that message that during the great millennial reign, sodomy will not be allowed on the face of God's earth. Do you hear me? During the great millennial reign, sodomy will not be allowed on this earth. And let me read to you what the Bible says. And they shall go forth and look upon the carcasses of the men that have transgressed against me. That's the Lord. He's going to be the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And so he addresses him in the personal. He says, against me, and their worm shall not die, neither shall their fire be quenched, and they shall be an abhorring unto all flesh. Sodomy will be an abhorring matter during the 1,000-year millennial reign. So those people who are sodomites, those people who are lesbians, their little time of liberty is very short. And you know they die at a much younger age, and so there's no beauty in any of that. And I hope you understand that, my friends. It is so important. And I say to that parent, let's pray together. Remember that quarter till this little four-year-old girl who tells mom and daddy, I'm a boy, and so now mama and daddy are treating her like she's a boy. Aren't they wimps? Isn't that amazing that they have no sense of responsibility over their little girl, and they would allow her to be trained and to go in that direction and do nothing about it? Now, this is a wicked world, folks, and it's getting worse by the hour. Do you hear me? It's getting worse by the hour. And if ever you've sought the face of God, you must seek it now. Now, let me go to this scripture that I've been asked to read in the book of Ezekiel. I love to do things that will help you out there. This is chapter 22. If you'd like to read it with me, I have no idea what it is, and I might wish I hadn't read it because I might not have a good explanation for it. I don't know everything. You do understand that. And the word of the Lord came unto me saying, and the word of the Lord came unto me saying, Son of man, say unto her, Thou art the land that is not cleansed, nor rained upon in the day of indignation. That's talking about Israel, the land of Israel, the land of Israel, and it just is talking about the judgment of God against the land in that day. And he calls it a her. The church is often called a she, or in the feminine term, and Israel was often called in the feminine term. Nothing about that except God showing his love and grace. Now, we can't hear you over the radio today, but they got that fixed, okay? I don't know what the problem was, but sometimes equipment gives problems. Now, I'm waiting on your calls. I'm waiting on your questions. We're dealing today with the fact that the Son of God has utterly and totally defeated the devil. The Son of God has utterly and totally defeated the devil. The scripture is so mighty. I mean, friend, you just don't have to, you don't even have to think about it twice. The word of God is mighty to save. And the great dragon was cast out. You say, what do you mean, the devil? The great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. See, he's the deceiver of the world. But the Bible said he's cast out. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels was cast out with him. Now, see, Satan is the prince of the power of the air. He's right up in the air. He's in the atmosphere above us, the second heavens. His whole organization is there, evil spirits and powers, forces of wickedness beyond measure. And they're going to be cast into the earth. And that takes place right in the early beginning of the seven-year tribulation period. Okay? Revelation chapter 12 is where those words came from. Revelation chapter 12, Satan and all of his angels are cast out of the atmospheric heaven and cast down to the earth. And they know right now that their jig's almost up. Their day's almost over. Their opportunity is coming to a close. They'll be cast out of the heavens to the earth. Now, they won't have but 7 years here, maybe a little bit less than 7 years. And then Satan will be cast into the bottomless pit. He'll be there 1,000 years, and then he'll be out a short season to give those people who were born during the 1,000 years a chance to make a choice. Excuse me. I do that occasionally anymore, and I'm very sorry for it, and it never gives me a warning. Maybe a tidbit, and so I'm sorry for doing that to you. Okay, the devil will be cast out of the heavens, cast down to the earth. From the earth, he'll be cast in the bottomless pit. He'll be let out a little season, and then he'll be cast into the lake of fire. I want to read that. He'll be cast into the lake of fire. I can hardly wait until the old devil is cast into the lake of fire. Won't that be wonderful? And the devil that deceiveth them was cast into the lake of fire. The lake of fire. I like that. A brimstone and fire. Where the beast and the false prophets are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. Devil, could I serve a notice on you this afternoon? You don't have long, and you're going to be cast into the lake of fire, and you will be tormented day and night forever and ever. I know you hate men of God, you hate women of God, you hate the saints, good godly people, whatever may be their background, whatever may be their membership of church, whatever country they may live in, you hate them. But you are defeated, devil. And we have the victory over you, and I claim it right now in Jesus' name. I claim all the victory that is in Christ. I claim nothing of myself. I claim no power in my flesh. I know how helpless I am. I sit here dependent, Father, on you and determined that Satan will be defeated. And I believe you to break his power, break his hellishness, break his darkness, and help the saints of America to get with their responsibility and to become genuinely used of the Holy Ghost. Now, I want to make sure I get to some verses in the book of Ephesians. And so I'll go there now. We'll stop for prayer here in about 7 minutes. The book of Ephesians chapter, let's see if we might find it here, chapter 6, and we'll go to verse 11. Listen to this. Let's go to verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Now, let me tell you, listen to me. Listen, everybody. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Now, you know what I'm saying. I'm talking about Satan has been defeated by Jesus Christ, the Son of God. You have not defeated Satan. Jesus has defeated Satan. So you must be strong in his power and in his might and not in your power. The church world is mostly nothing but a bunch of sociology and acts of flesh. My phone rings all the time with organizations who want to help me do the work of the church. And I say to them, I don't need you helping me do the work of the church. This is God's business. Upon this rock, Jesus said, I will build my church. I, the Lord, will build his church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. It's got to be the Lord. If the Lord don't do it, you're going to lose, and you're going to be mighty sad in your losses. So he said, put on the whole armor of God. First he said, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to quench, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Wiles, what's that? His stratagems. See, he's been doing this 6,000 years, probably, maybe a little over, maybe a little less, somewhere, give or take. He's been doing it about 6,000 years. You've had a short life at the best. You're about like me, 70 or 80, 90, something like that. But most of them are much younger than that. And Satan has many, many experiences far above you and far beyond your capacities, and you will not understand them. And when you do understand what he's already done, he'll do something different. He'll come against you with a new wile, a new stratagem, a new way. So you've got to be careful. Be careful. Put on the whole armor of God that you may stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle. Now notice this. You got to hear me. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. See, it's not a natural battle. It's a supernatural battle, and we're wrestling against paranormal powers. But we being in the supernatural realm with God, under God, and by God, and through God, we have the victory over the paranormal powers, because the supernatural powers of God in which we trust is many times greater than the paranormal powers in which the evil enemy works in. So he says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but notice, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world. Notice that. Against spiritual wickedness in high places. He gives four orders of the work of the devil's kingdom. He calls them principalities. He calls them powers. He calls them rulers of the darkness of this world. You know, Barack Obama and all the people in that category, rulers of the darkness of this world. They're determined to take it for their master, the devil. They determined to take it for their religion, Allah, or whatever their religion may be. You see? So we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against these principalities and powers, rulers of the darkness of this world. Then he says, spiritual wickedness in high places. I'm here to tell you, there's devils and demons up there that are just going about seeking whom they may devour, the Bible said. And you have no protection against them except in the Lord. Except in the Lord. The Lord alone is your protection. You understand that? Wherefore take unto you the whole armor. You need to read this now. Why don't you do that tonight? The book of Ephesians chapter 6. Read the whole chapter. And it talks about all of this. And it ends. Well, doesn't it really end? But it comes to a strong conclusion. Praying always. With all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Now that's praying that you pray through. Pray until the anointing of the Spirit comes upon you. Pray until the Spirit anoints you to pray. Pray until your tears become excitement in joy and triumph. And you know He has heard you. How can I know He's heard me? You won't need to ask me when He hears you. I'm here to tell you. You'll know it. I remember when I learned that He answers prayer. Hallelujah. What a God we serve. Do you understand what a God we serve? So you can see we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness in high places. Now that's Ephesians chapter 6 and verses 12 and 13, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, all the way down to 19. You must read that and commit it to your memory and write it up on the recesses of your heart. Your victory is in Christ. Do you hear me? Your victory is in Christ, and He has won for you. Ah, it's exciting to sit here and realize the victory has been won. As soon as we pray, we're going to talk a little bit about the Lord of Sabaoth. That's Jesus, who has a whole multitude of angels who are helping Him right around here. Now, if I didn't have angels, I'd be in trouble. I tell you, I've had so many times of the enemy coming against me. The devil hates me, and I'm so glad. I really am. But I've got angels about me. Someone said to me some time ago, I bet the angels will be glad when you're dead because they're tired of having to watch over you. Well, that's a beautiful thing. That's a powerful thing. I dare not leave my house without trusting angels. I dare not sit here to do this program without trusting in the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, and the angels. You know, what do we got to fear? God on the throne, Jesus at His right hand, the Holy Ghost is in us, and the angels are all around us. What are you afraid of, huh? Tell me, what are you afraid of? With all of that, and you're afraid? Come on, wake up. Get in this Bible and learn the beauty of what we have in Christ, our blessed Lord. Now, we want some more calls. We'll have time in a minute. I see some waiting on me, so we'll go there. But it's time to pray. It's time to pray. 15 to the hour, a little bit before, but it's time to pray. We want to talk to God, our great Father, our Heavenly Father, about the need. Now, remember, Barack Obama and all that crowd of people like Hillary Clinton and hundreds of them who are nothing but pro-wicked people. I mean, they're determined to spread same-sex marriage, transgender living. They're determined to cast it down the throats of every mother and dad about their children. They are determined at this. And only the hand of God can hold it at bay until this rapture takes place that we're waiting. And we're waiting on the rapture. But until that rapture, we have the victory in Jesus Christ. And I don't know what extent He will give us triumphs and victories. It'll be according to His infinite hand and His omnipotent understanding of the whole picture. But I know one thing. I'm praying and I'm believing. Father, I come to You with my friends all over radio and internet. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, Father. We don't come in any power of flesh. Neither Joe Chambers nor anybody out there. Franklin Graham or nobody else. We come in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. And Father, in His name, we do exactly what You said. We bind everything on this earth that's contrary to Your plan and will. We bind homosexuality and lesbianism, sodomy. We bind this transgender spirit. We believe it bound. We believe those who would promote it are broken and bound. Father, I'm reading so much about Obama not finishing his term, and I really believe he will not. I'm asking You to put a stop to this wickedness that would spread across our nation and to the whole world in reality. To the whole world. I'm claiming a miracle, Father, a Holy Ghost revival, a great move of conviction of the Spirit that sinners will begin to realize they're lost and will run to Christ. I claim the mighty hand of God. I claim it, Father, for all my friends and prayer partners and all of us together. We unite our hearts, believing together for the miracle of your hand, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus of Nazareth. Father, in Jesus' name, I'm waiting on you, Father, in Jesus' name. All of my friends listening and watching and a part of this, I claim miracles in their lives. Heal the sick and infirm, and show them that the stripes of Jesus are sufficient today to the same healing power as took place in his ministry. In Jesus' name, Father, I pray. Amen. 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 Somebody say amen and praise the Lord now. Thank you for answering prayer. Thank you for stopping this barrage of wicked people out of Washington and state capitals and local governments, city councils, mayors and city managers and wicked people who are determined to turn this whole nation into a new Sodom and Gomorrah. I believe they are broken, Father. I believe their powers are broken until we're out of here at that rapture. And of course, when we're out of here at the rapture, it'll all be turned over to the Antichrist and those people who are trying their best to do what the Antichrist is going to do in full term. They're trying to do it already, Father. I know that. You know that. So by the grace and the help of God. Now, I need you to know that Jesus is the Lord of Sabaoth. I don't know whether you ever thought about that or not. It's a glorious truth. I don't have much time with it. But I want to tell you that he is the Lord of Sabaoth. Let me read this to you. For he will finish the work and cut it short in righteousness, because a short work will the Lord make upon the earth. And as Isaiah said before, except the Lord of Sabaoth had kept us, left us a seed, we had been as Sodom and had been made like unto Gomorrah. So we claim that seed of righteousness. This was a quote that Paul made that came out of Isaiah. And I'm claiming the Lord of Sabaoth to send his angels to deliver us. And I'm claiming miracles here, financial miracles, that this work of the Lord can grow. And we can, I've got some places I'd like to get this program on, but it would take some dollars. And only you can help provide that out there, okay? So I hope you will get under the burden of it all. I hope you will get under the burden of it all right here. Let's see. Trying to find out if there's anybody on this phone that I need to speak to. Here's a person saying ugly things about our religion and our imaginary God. Mind your own business. I don't know what that says. That's not a word. It's amazing. Left-wing people really hate us. He called me a right-wing, he's trying to say nut. You know, it's amazing. We live in that kind of world, and that's really here. I don't know where it came from. It doesn't give me a name, but I can tell you that there are people who hate what we're doing. They hate this gospel, but they can't do a thing to stop us if God don't let them. Remember, the devil can do nothing that either God don't let him, or we don't let him. And I'm not going to give him no place for him. I'm going to tell him exactly where he belongs and where he's going. And I'm going to be firm with this glorious Bible. And I'm going to speak the truth to the very best of my ability. I'm going to do my best to get you speaking the truth to your very best ability. And remember that scripture I read at the beginning. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Psalms 91:1. Do you like that? He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Now I need to go to 2 Corinthians for just a moment here, because I want you to hear this. 2 Corinthians 10:3. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. Now I've been trying to show you that the natural man can defeat nothing of the devil, that it takes the supernatural power of God. But Jesus has totally and utterly won the victory for us. We don't fight to victory. We fight from victory. The victory is not in front of us. The victory is behind us. And we just hit it straight down the road already with triumph and victory. You understand that? We're not fighting toward victory. We're fighting from victory. Jesus won the victory. So we're fighting from the victory in the past. And we fight toward the day of complete and total triumph and power for the glory of God. We do not walk in the flesh. We walk in the flesh, but we do not war after the flesh. Now listen, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Hey, we got 8 minutes. I want the phones lit up. 1-800-338-7884. Let's have your question. 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. Local, 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. Grab your phones. Let's spend these last moments talking to you. Now, have you ordered the gift for today? Angels, Holy and Unholy. Hey, everybody out there needs a copy of that booklet. It will help you understand this Lord of Sabaoth, that he's won the victory for you over the enemy. And angels are here to fight with you and for you. Nothing, no one is better to stop an evil spirit than an angel from the Lord, the holy angels of God. Now grab your phones, 1-800-338-7884. 704-391-0588. You ought to have these phones lit up. What are your questions? How many of you believe that Jesus has defeated the devil? How many of you believe that Jesus has defeated the devil? If you pray through like you ought to pray through, there's no end to the victories that you're going to have in your life. I'm believing God to give me an army of men and women who know how to pray until they pray through. You say, I don't know how. Get on your knees and just stay there till you pray through, and you'll learn how to pray through. Nobody can teach you that. It's not something that my wisdom can give you. It's something that God's wisdom has to give you, okay? And everybody's individual. You got to learn how to pray through, because you stay on your face until you pray through. Now grab your phones, and I want you to have this booklet now, Angels, Holy and Unholy. So for the next 30 minutes, hour if it takes it, I want everybody out to order that free booklet, okay? Everybody out there, everybody. Wherever you are, you send, you call on the toll-free number if you desire, 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. Call right now. The lines are ringing, so you grab your phone and be a part of it, and make sure we get that booklet to you. Get that booklet to you. I want you to have it. Now, if you didn't hear the program last week on praying until you pray through, then you can ask for both of them, and I'll give you both, okay? Praying until you pray through. Wonderful thought and wonderful responsibility to pray until you pray through, all right? We're waiting for the lines to ring. We want to answer your questions. I'm here to help you. It's my desire to be a blessing. You understand that. It's my desire to be a blessing to you. I'm trying to make sure I haven't missed anybody. You are so important, and I want nobody to be missed who send a question. 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. While you're calling here, let me tell you very clearly, that this Bible never fails, never misses a thing. And here's what Paul said about angels. He said, are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? So the angels were sent for to minister to us, to every saint of God, that we might be heirs, that we might be inheritors of salvation, that we might have all of God's promises, all of God's power working victoriously and beautifully in our lives. Isn't that beautiful? It is wonderful indeed. 704-391-0588, 704-391-0588, 1-800-338-7884, email jrc@paulcreek.org. Now, when I do a program like this, and it's just so full of theology, so full of truth, so full of the great teachings of the Bible, then I understand that many of you just want to listen. And that's why you do not call at these times. And I understand that. But now that we're coming down to the end, you can call to get that free booklet, Angels, Holy and Unholy. Can you imagine understanding how the angels see? There's every evil spirit is a fallen angel. There's no such thing as evil spirits that are not fallen angels. That's where all the evil spirits came from. They came from angels that rebelled and was cast out of heaven. Amen. So I want you to understand this, and I want you to live in victory. I want my audience, my radio friends all over the world, I want you to live in victory. And so if you in another country, you don't want to call, it may be a hassle to do so, just send an email. Please send me, give us your address. We'll send you a copy of this booklet, Angels Holy and Unholy, because we really do care very profoundly and very deeply about you and your spiritual life. Now, don't let a thing fall from what we've talked about today. You make sure you learn the victory that is ours in Jesus Christ. You understand that Jesus has utterly and totally defeated the devil. You understand that? That is no question. The Bible would not be the Bible wouldn't even be a Bible if it didn't give us the absolute victory of Jesus Christ over everything that is contrary to His will and His mind. Jesus has won the victory for us. And He's at the Father's right hand, and He's interceding for us. He's praying for us. When I get in trouble, Jesus can stand up to the Father and say, Father, I'm praying for my servant, Joe Chambers. And He can call your name as good as He can call my name, because we are all extremely important to Him. Now, I've got some great programs in the making, and I don't want you to miss one of them. I have a difficulty sometimes in choosing between two or three that are so important to me, but I'm calling on you to pray with me, especially to pray through and to pray, believe in God to pull down these strongholds of wickedness that are destroying America. Will you help me? Pulling down the strongholds. Whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever ye shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. So bind the powers of wickedness and loose the power of the Holy Spirit and the angels of God defending us and standing for us and helping us to win the victory, helping us to grow in the things of God and of Christ, because we're here for that reason and for that reason alone. We're here to win. We're here to fight the good fight of faith. We're here to stand up for the Lord and His kingdom and all of His glory. Now, we got 2 minutes. We could take one call quickly, 1-800-338-7884-704-391-0588. And I really do want you to call. I want you just to call us at any time through the week. We get a lot of calls after the program during the week who want material, and we're delighted. We're here to be a blessing to you. We're here to help you overcome. We're here to help you stand tall and grow in the knowledge and the things of the Lord and become a strong believer with spiritual strength in your life and living a pure life, a godly life, a holy life. Now, I want to tell you something. Jesus is coming, and He's coming very soon. I sure hope this song is still there. And if it is, I'm going to share a little bit of it with you. Listen, I'll be right back.
And then those who remain shall be quickly changed. We'll be changed in a moment.
Coming.
And at the midnight cry,
hallelujah,
we'll be going home.
Now listen, I'll take just a moment here, and I'm going to come back to that, okay? So don't you go anywhere. I'll let you listen to it. You are on the air. You are on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, sir. I didn't really care to discuss this on the air, but it doesn't matter either way.
Well, I just got a few seconds, so how can I help you?
Yes, sir. I have a question.
Oh, boy. Ask it quick, because I got about 20 seconds.
You said all evil spirits come from...
From fallen angels.
Yes, sir.
You're going to have to hold the line. I'll talk to you in a minute. Hey, friends, it's been a joy of what a broadcast we've had. God bless you. Please call 1-800-338-7884-704-391-0588. Email jrc@paulcreek.org.
Fulfilled every day, and the signs of the times, they're appearing everywhere. I can almost see my Father as He says, Son, go.